most, well, now you have what you call that central kind of stuff. But you do have the oil stove or the oil heater, or the gas type heating, and the kerosene heater. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the, how's the heat circulated in the wintertime? Is there any special devices or anything?
Well, with central, it's done with blowers. But with the oil and the kerosene or the gas heating, it's just plain fumes. Or, you know, heat vapor, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
It just goes. You just hope it gets through the house before you freeze it up.
Is there any difference in cooling?
Other than Mother Nature, no. It's with cooling, it's air conditioning. You either have central or wall or window units. That's the only situation.
Okay. How about
as a kid, I didn't have air conditioning. Mother Nature did it all.
Right. Now, how about a house that might have three or four rooms arranged in a line, and one, you know, the right one behind the other, maybe the first one's facing the street. Do you have a name for a house like that?
That's home.
Home? Mm-hmm. Never term for that? How about a house that would be...
Because our house was designed like that.
Oh, was it?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. What that... Did you ever hear anybody else refer to that as a particular style of a house? Like, you ever heard it referred to as like a shotgun house?
I heard of shotgun shack, yeah.
Well, not a sort of shack, but, you know...
Shotgun could have been, but the majority of the homes were built that way. What we call shotgun was primarily a house with three rooms, period, or four at the most. That's the bathroom. First part of the house was the living room. Then you go from that part, a door, which left from here to go into the next part, which was normally the bedroom, and then from that part into the next part was considered the kitchen, and usually the bathroom was off from the kitchen.
And that was a...
That was what we call shotgun.
Okay.
But what you were designing, well, you know, we had three rooms in a row on one side of the house.
Right.
Okay, but also there was a living room, and there was also a dining room on this side.
Right. Your house was kind of broken up.
Right.
Different direction.
Right. But shotgun was what, like I mentioned there, that was... what we call shop. It's very small in nature.
Okay, what about a house that might have, the whole area. There'd be a hallway that ran a full length here that had screens, but it would be open air, you know, and the two halves were enclosed.
We usually call that tenement.
Tenement?
Or either Roman house.
Roman house?
That's what it sounded like.
Okay, even if it, one family occupied both sides?
That would be the only other different type of connotation I would really like to see with that type of design. Most of the people I knew who had a house like that had rumors.
Okay. Now that could be on one floor. What about if you had a building that was like two or three stories tall and something like this? What would you call it? It was an apartment building, two or three stories tall. Mm-hmm. All right. And one family lived on a whole floor. What would you call that floor area or that apartment? Would you have a term for that?
No, I can't think of one. I know my aunt has a situation just that same, which two-story, and upstairs she rents rooms, and even to the back of the house downstairs she rents rooms, but she occupies the bottom floor herself with her two bedrooms and bath, kitchen, her own private kitchen, her big bathroom area.
Do you ever refer to something like that as a flat?
I've heard the term before.
Right? Would it be common around here to use it?
No, I don't think so. Because there aren't that many of them.
Okay. How about, do you have a term for a house with a long entry hall, okay, that's set at 90-degree angle to a large single room? In other words, have a hall here and it's got a single room over on this side.
No specific name I can think of.
Okay. You ever heard a term like hall and parlor house or flying L or anything?
No.
Okay. And you mentioned what kind of a building or house? What kind of buildings house several families? What do you mention? What do you call those?
Uh, a rooming house, tenement house, tenant house, or something like this. But usually a rooming house.
How about now, is a tenement different from other types of...
I think the size of the room.